Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Here it is, spring season, and new hope in the air, is there, about the so-called election interference aspect of Donald Trump's legal problems. He had a very busy day with two different... Oh, I guess you could say they were victories for President Trump, because clearly one of the things that he is trying very hard to get straight is to postpone his legal matters, his trials, his dealing with the accusations against him for as long as possible. And it turns out that rather than beginning today, they have postponed the Stormy Daniels aspect of his case, where he's being accused of manipulating business records to hide the $130,000 he paid as hush money. And I don't say allegedly paid, because he really, that's not contested. I mean, his attorney went to jail for it already, Michael Cohen, who is now, of course, one of the biggest Trump critics. We will try to sort through all of this and where it is and how it is that Trump got an appellate court to lower what he called a ridiculous bond. He's no longer going to be compelled to pay $464 million in order to appeal Judge Arthur Engoron's decision, but he can get away with paying just a mere $175 million. There's a question about whether he has that as well. We will get to all of that. We're going to be talking about the state of the campaign and different approaches that the two different candidates can take. I mean, the two candidates who are serious about getting elected president. By the way, news today that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. may, in fact, be a bigger factor in the campaign than a lot of people had expected. He is apparently negotiating with the Libertarian Party, and that makes a huge difference, because it would mean he would be on the ballot in every state, because the Libertarians have been around for a long time. They've run candidates. Usually those candidates get 1 or 2%. Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate back in 2016, helped elect Donald Trump by doing much better. He got over 3%. But could Robert F. Kennedy do better than that? And what would happen if he ran as a Libertarian, not an independent, not Green Party? Well, it would certainly impact who he would pick as his running mate. I mean, there goes Aaron Rodgers' vice presidential dreams, which I don't think were very viable. But we will get to that and to the latest on the no labels futility. We're going to also be speaking to Mark Thiessen of the Washington Post and Bill Kristol, former top Republican aide. He was the chief of staff for Vice President Dan Quayle when he was vice president in the first Bush administration. And he's also, for many years, was the publisher, editor-in-chief of The Standard. He has advice for Joe Biden, basically to ignore Trump, which is the opposite of what Biden is doing right now. And we'll also be speaking to Mark Thiessen, who is a columnist and a very good one for the Washington Post, who talks about how much he wants to vote for Trump, but there are things that make it so that he can't. Now, what is that about? We'll be speaking about that with Mark Thiessen coming up on a very busy day on the Michael Medved Show. Okay. First of all, there was an unusual thank you from President Trump, and basically saying that he wanted to thank the appellate court for lowering the ridiculous bond. Mediaite reports former President Donald Trump this morning thanked a five-judge panel for ruling that he must post a bond of $175 million instead of the $464 million in order to appeal Judge Arthur Engoron's decision in the New York fraud case that threatens his financial solvency. Judge Engoron has done a terrible disservice to the state of New York. What he's done is terrible. Businesses are fleeing. You see that. We just released a statement on Truth. He means Truth Social. Businesses are fleeing and crime is flourishing all over the state. And what he's done is such a disservice and should never be allowed to happen again, began Trump in remarks made shortly after the decision was released. New York State is being battered by his decision. So I greatly respect the decision of the appellate division, and I'll post either $175 billion, he said, in cash or bonds. I think he means $175 million, which is still a lot of money. But he said billion, in cash or bonds for security of whatever is necessary very quickly and within the 10 days. And I thank the appellate division for acting quickly. But Judge Engoron is a disgrace to this country, and this should not be allowed to happen. And then he supplemented this statement, as eloquent as it was, with another statement, a pair of posts on Truth Social. Judge Engoron has refused to obey the decision of the appellate division relative to the statute of limitations. This is a confrontation between a judge and those that rule above him, a very bad situation in which to place New York State and the rule of law. Engoron has disrespected the appellate division and its very clear and precise ruling. He should be made to do so, and at the same time release the gag order, Trump wrote in his first post. And then he added, this is the fifth time this case that he's been overturned a record. His credibility and that of Letitia James has been shattered. Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York State. We will abide by the decision of the appellate division and post either a bond, equivalent securities, or cash. This also shows how ridiculous and outrageous Engoron's original decision was at $450 million. I did nothing wrong, and New York should never be put in a position like this again. Businesses are fleeing. Violent crime is flourishing, and it is very important that this be resolved in its totality as soon as possible. Thank you. And then he added more. He's upset about the evaluation that the trial found of Mar-a-Lago. Judge Engoron and Letitia James should be forced to explain why he ruled that Mar-a-Lago was worth $18 million when, in fact, it is worth 50 to 100 times that amount. How did the Attorney General of the State of New York force this corrupt judge to do that in order to help her narrative, and why? He asked in his second post. With all this going on, Trump took some time to speak to the press about these events. Meanwhile, there was also a first. The United States abstained. It was the only nation to abstain. It was a 14-0 with one abstention vote in the UN Security Council, calling for an immediate ceasefire. And the United States abstained, Jake Sullivan said, because the resolution did mention the hostages. But the Netanyahu government is upset in Israel because it didn't make the ceasefire conditional on the hostages. In other words, it didn't require that the hostages be released after all these months. We will get to that and much more coming up on the Medved Show.
just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
And on the Michael Medved show earlier today, the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, canceled a trip to Washington that was going to include a number of high-level representatives of the Israeli government to confer in Washington about a plan for what to do concerning the Israeli determination to finish the job and wiping out the rest of the Hamas battalions that are sheltering in tunnels in the city of Rafah, which is right on the Egyptian border, where President Biden and Secretary Blinken and Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, they've all expressed their desire not to have the Israelis go against Hamas in Rafah. And the resolution of the United Nations that passed today at the Security Council passed on a 14-0 vote. This time Russia and China both voted for the ceasefire revolution. It was an immediate ceasefire that would last only during the Islamic holy month of Ramadan, and it also called for the release of all the hostages, but it did not make the ceasefire conditional on that release. In other words, it didn't require the release of the hostages as part of the ceasefire. In any event, Prime Minister Netanyahu decided that given the fact that the United States voted for this ceasefire and it had previously vetoed other ideas of a ceasefire and put forward its own ceasefire plan, which Russia and China voted against and vetoed. In any event, this Israeli delegation that was led by former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Ron Dermer, that's not coming to negotiate with the Biden administration. And this is another indication that the Biden administration, it's not abandoning Israel, but it's further away and certainly less supportive than it has been. And this shows a real problem and a real split when it comes to policy. In terms of President Trump and his reactions today in New York City, he spoke briefly with the press and expressed his thanks for the appellate court lowering. The amounts are so staggering either way, lowering the amount of bond he was required to post to the state of New York, getting some other bank or company to actually help put up the money while he conducted the case on appeal. And originally it was supposed to be $464 billion or $454 million, not counting the case with E. Jean Carroll. This is just the New York fraud case. In any event, it's now been dropped from $454 million to $175 million. And here was President Trump's celebratory comments about this development. Clip 4.
J.K. Gorin has done a terrible disservice to the state of New York. What he's done is terrible. Businesses are fleeing. You see that? He just released a statement on Truth. Businesses are fleeing and crime is flourishing all over the state. And what he's done is such a disservice and should never be allowed to happen again. New York State is being battered by his decision. So I greatly respect the decision of the appellate division, and I'll post either $175 million in cash or bonds or security or whatever is necessary very quickly within the 10 days. And I thank the appellate division for acting quickly. But Judge Engoron is a disgrace to this country, and this should not be allowed to happen. Thank you very much.
Tell us how you really feel about the judge, President Trump. He also talked about he has plenty of money, but he wants to spend that money on his own campaign. Now, this, despite the fact that you, going all the way back to his original campaign in 2016, he was proud of the fact that he didn't have to spend his own money. And he relied on contributions from, well, people like the people listening to us now, I'm sure some of whom contributed to Donald Trump's campaigns in 2016 and in 2020 and in 2024. Here's President Trump on why he needs lots of his own money. Clip two.
I don't have to sell anything because it's a phenomenal company. Look, I built a phenomenal company. Someday they'll actually report that. I built a phenomenal company that's very low leverage, unbelievably low leverage, with a lot of cash, a lot of everything else. Why should I let a crooked judge make a decision to give $450 million that allows me to spend very little money on my campaign? If I so choose, I'll be spending money on my campaign. I might spend a lot of money on my campaign, but I should have that option.
And again, why should I be required to pay? Because it's a court case, and you lost. And again, even though it's been cut down to $175 million, that's just for the necessity of posting bond and giving him time to advance his appeal. He was then asked a maybe uncomfortable question from a reporter. This is clip one.
Money from a foreign government to pay the bonds or their fines or...
No, I don't do that. I think you'd be allowed to, possibly. I don't know. I mean, if you go borrow from a big bank, many of the banks are outside of this, as you know. The biggest banks, frankly, are outside of our country. So you could do that, but I don't need to borrow money. I have a lot of money. I built a great company.
And then finally, the victim card. This is clip six.
They can't win an election because of the borders, because of energy prices, because of inflation, because of Afghanistan, the worst and most embarrassing day in the history of our country. He can't win because of Russia, because of all the problems, because of Ukraine being attacked by Russia. And he can't win because of the October 7th attack of Israel, which he should have never allowed to happen, would have never happened if I were president. Ukraine would have never been attacked if I was president. And you wouldn't have inflation if I was president. We didn't have inflation. So all of these things, so what they do is they do election interference, which is court cases, and let's try and tie him up, and let's take as much of his money as possible.
Okay, what's interesting to me is how was President Biden supposed to stop the attack by Hamas that represented the greatest mass killing of Jews since the Holocaust? Coming up, we're going to be speaking with William Kristol, a longtime Republican thinker and leader, about what this campaign is going to look like over the next 8 months. We will be right back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A powerful winter storm hitting parts of the Central Plains with blizzard conditions, and it's set to drop a blanket of snow from Colorado to Minnesota through Tuesday, threatening widespread power outages This week marks 1 year since Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich was arrested in Russia on espionage charges while he was there on assignment, a year into what the U.S. State Department has declared to be a wrongful detainment. Gershkovich's parents say they are optimistic. Russia held a day of mourning after an attack at a concert venue near Moscow left at least 137 dead, including three children. Nearly a dozen people have been detained in connection with the attack, including four suspected gunmen. Corey Myers, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And on the Michael Mendez Show, a great pleasure to welcome to the show Bill Kristol, who is the editor-at-large at The Bulwark. He was a founder of the Weekly Standard, which we all miss, and has been a frequent guest on all leading political commentary shows. He has a provocative piece recently about one of the ways that Joe Biden could conceivably turn this race around and actually defeat Donald Trump. And you suggest that one of the best strategies against the kind of campaign that Trump is running is to ignore him and maybe not give so much attention to all of his legal difficulties.
Hi, Michael. Good to be with you. And, I think Joe Biden, I think other people could focus on Trump and make a case why Trump's second term would be really dangerous for the country. Biden has to just get more higher approval rating for his own governing. And he's the president. And I think you should sit there and frankly just govern from the Oval Office. You know, as people have told you, you've got to get out, you've got to go to Nevada and do a speech to 100 people there and go to an ice cream shop or somewhere else. I got to think that doesn't matter much in this day and age. And if you can do a good job on Ukraine and Israel and make sure inflation doesn't go back up and keep the economy going, I explain what his vision for the second term is. I think that could pop him up a couple of points. Then he should let others, frankly, make the case against Trump, Republicans who won't vote for Trump again, the Mike Pence's of the world, the Chris Christie's, the Mitt Romney's. Let them be the voices who say you don't want a Trump second term.
And you also suggest that maybe Joe Biden shouldn't debate. And the question is, what kind of Joe Biden would we meet at the debates? Would it be a replay of the State of the Union address, which was pretty aggressive and energetic, or the sort of the laughing cavalier that he was when he debated Paul Ryan, and they were both running for vice president in the first, second election. What should he do about this danger of debates?
I mean, as far as the challenge, obviously they won't really decide, I don't think, till August or so. But my basic view, look, I've been for a year, have thought that it would have been better if Biden had stepped aside, tried to manage a reasonably orderly transition with the primary with the Democratic candidates running against each other. I think they would have ended up with a decent, moderate governor, probably. I think people would have liked generational transfer. I think Biden's strongest point in 2020 was, I can restore normalcy. I will be a transition away from Trump, back to, you know, to the next generation, and not back to, but forward to the next generation. He can't make that argument in 2024. I mean, he could make it. He could stay four more years and then risk the transition. I think that's done a lot of damage to him. I don't think people focus on that enough. But psychologically, voters were fine with Biden for 4 years. But I think now they're looking up and saying, well, I don't know, what another four? He's 81 years old. Now, my point of view, they shouldn't then go back to Trump, but some of them are, and some of them might fail. So I don't quite know what he should do in terms of the debate. You know, he seems, at times he can be pretty good, and at times he can look a little weak out there.
Yeah, what about the impact of Robert Kennedy? There's a big news story today that he's meeting at a very high level with people from the Libertarian Party, which would put him on the ballot in all 50 states. Is he going to take votes away from Trump or Biden?
Yeah, he's getting a fair number of votes in some of these polls, 14, 16% in some states. That tells me how much of a market there is for someone other than Trump or Biden. I'm not a fan of Robert Kennedy. I think he's really dabbled in bad conspiracy theories and stuff. I'm not sure. Kennedy probably takes Democratic votes, and anti-vaxxer takes, you know, Trump votes. So I think it's a less predictable race. I guess what I'd say in answer to your question, though, is stepping back. You know, I just think there are a lot of variables still. What are we, 7.5 months still from the election? Things can happen. You know, obviously, the world, all kinds of things can happen in the world out there, in the economy, as well as with individuals. So I think Kennedy's a good example of how I don't think he's going to win. But I think, and I'm not sure whether they'll be a more respectable, as it were, third-party candidate as well.
What about the future of the Republican Party? You've written about that extensively. You care about it passionately. Is the, even if Trump loses this election, will the party continue to be dominated by the MAGA movement?
You know, I think it probably will in the short term. I think especially at the federal level, I think there Trump has had such an impact on the House of Representatives, the House Republicans, and the Senate Republicans, especially with McConnell moving on. I think if there's hope, it would be with governors, with Republican governors, who have been able to insulate themselves a little bit, or Republican gubernatorial candidates, who've been able to insulate themselves a little bit from Trump. If you're running for state or local office, you don't have to be quite as involved in all the Trump fights. There's some pretty good Republican governors, there's some pretty good Democratic governors too, actually, around the country. Makes you think that if we could just get some of these people out of the way in Washington, we could have decent candidates. If we could get Josh Shapiro, you know, Nikki Haley, I think was a pretty good candidate, and Josh Shapiro on the Democratic side, and Larry Hogan in Maryland on my neighboring state here. The level of sanity is much higher at the state level.
Larry Hogan, brand new poll, is running ahead and 15 points ahead in his race for the U.S. Senate of either of his potential Democratic rivals. So that's something, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see if that can hold up in Maryland, such a Democratic state. And it's hard in a year when it's a presidential election. But the question becomes a little less, do you like Larry Hogan, which Marylanders do, and who will you vote for for majority leader? And gee, if I'm a Democrat, I want the Democrats to have, you know, 50 or 51 Democratic senators and vice versa. So I don't know if Hogan can hold on to that. But it's a good example. It shows that he was successful. He was a successful governor in the year of Trump. He fought with the Democrats in Maryland, but he didn't support Trump at the national level, that model gives me a little bit of hope.
What about Chuck Schumer and his now infamous speech on Israel?
I myself am a critic of Netanyahu. On the other hand, I'm a strong supporter of Israel, and I just couldn't quite see the point of the speech. I mean, 45 minutes of detailed kind of criticism. He's not the president. He's not the Secretary of State. You can call the president the Secretary of State. You can throw him here in the Senate and give him his ideas about what Biden should say or Blinken should say. It's sort of weird for the majority leader in the Senate to give such a detailed advice to the Israeli public and to the Israeli government, and I thought it was a little odd.
Well, as I think you know, it certainly was offensive to a lot of people in Israel who are fighting basically one of these monstrous evils in our world, and as are the our allies in Ukraine. Bill Kristol, if Trump wins the election, who does he pick as his Secretary of State? He wouldn't ask Mike Pompeo back, would he?
I kind of doubt it. There are people around who are more reasonable. There are people around who are full-on MAGA. Look, Ukraine, you mentioned, is such a crucial issue, and that really does divide Mike Pompeo's of the world from the Donald Trump's of the world. What worries me the most is that a Trump second term would not have any restraints of the Pompeo, Pence, Bill Barr, McMaster, Mattis type, and there would be an anti-Ukraine administration.
Well, again, it's a very dire. We will be coming right back. You can read the latest from Bill Kristol. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. And we'll be speaking about the news from Russia and the death toll, which is now officially over 130 in that brutal attack. And they've caught the attackers. So what do we learn about that? We'll talk about it coming up on the MedVet Show. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the Michael Medved Show on Friday, we covered with as much as we knew on Friday about the terrible, terrible terror attack, which killed at least 137 people in Moscow, outside of Moscow. And when you look at the pictures, the idea that this gigantic auditorium that held close to 10,000 people, where they were doing a concert. They had a concert of a famous band, much beloved in Russian pop music circles, called Picnic. And this was no picnic. They didn't even get up on the stage. The firing began, and the arson began before the concert began. In fact, what it sounded like as the terror attack began with the four Tajik, as it turns out, killers coming out and firing directly into people at point-blank range. And by the way, making tapes of it so they could pass it to their terror masters at the Islamic State. That's why we know that it was the Islamic State doing it, because they had some of these tapes before anybody else, and released them very proudly, sounding like this. Okay, it's horrible, and you hear some of the stories of people who still don't know whether their loved ones who were there at that concert made it out alive. One of the things that's extraordinary, and Garry Kasparov writes about this, who is a former international grand chess master, and basically he gives, I think, a very important perspective under the heading Moscow Attack, Don't Believe the Kremlin. By the way, that's generally a good policy. I think don't believe the Kremlin that would make a nice sign to put over your kitchen table or wherever you want. You know, maybe someone could do it with knitting or carving in wood. Don't believe the Kremlin. He writes, paranoia is my birthright, as it is for anyone born in the old Soviet Union. But the official Kremlin storyline is already a shambles. In one of the most surveyed cities on Earth, where you can be arrested in 30 seconds for whispering no war, the terrorists continued their attack for more than an hour and then simply drove away. What's astonishing to me is that this not only makes Putin look bad because he isn't the all-powerful protector of Russia, but for God's sake, one of the things we should be so grateful for in the United States is we have fire departments. We have firefighters that actually get things done. This Crocus City Hall was almost entirely destroyed. And most of the people who died, in addition to the people who died from the point blank firing, died from some of the smoke and the flames. Every official statement from the Kremlin and its propagandists, writes Garry Kasparov, will be a lie, with a few half-truths tossed in. It's a control reflex of the security state of which Mr. Putin is a product. As I often say, I believe in coincidences, but I also believe in the KGB. Even though the KGB doesn't, at least officially, exist anymore. 25 years ago, when then Prime Minister Putin needed a platform for his presidential campaign, a series of terrorist apartment bombings in Russia launched the Second Chechen War. I laid out the copious evidence that these were false flag attacks staged by the FSB. In my 2015 book, writes Garry Kasparov, who's co-founder, by the way, the World Liberty Conference, and he's chairman of the Renew Democracy Initiative. In any event, he wrote a book in 2015, Winter is Coming. It's a deed so shocking that it is difficult to believe until you realize what sort of man Vladimir Putin is. He has no allergy to blood, Russian or any other kind, if spilling it furthers his goals. How would this further his goals? Well, of course, he's tried to blame it on Ukraine, which no one believes. And they've tried to do that in Russian media. The people who perpetrated the killings, they're all Tajiks. They are from Tajikistan, which used to be part of Russia, of the Soviet Union. It has been an independent country since 1990. It has about 10 million people. And the people they caught, the four principal perpetrators, they're also looking for seven more. The people they caught were apparently tortured. And, I mean, some of the imagery, they're in very bad shape. They were not treated by normal international standards. And you say, well, good, they're terrorists, they're murderers. But Putin had this to say about the radical Islamists. Tajikistan is 96.4% Islamic, the country. And who knew that they had an ISIS-K division there? But they do. Here's what Putin had to say in a speech on Saturday night. Clip 13A.
Crime was committed by radical Islamists, people who are combated around the world. We see that the United States are using their channels to whitewash their satellites and all of those who, according to their statements, have no part in this terrorist attack. And they're saying that It is the banned organization of ISIS is fully responsible, but we know who carried out the attack. We are interested in knowing who ordered this attack.
Okay, the implication being that the United States or Ukraine ordered the attack. And then he ended by asking this question, clip B.
One thing is clear. The terrible crime of March the 22nd is an act of intimidation. And the question arises, who is to benefit?
Well, who is to benefit? And you see, this is the... The one thing that, again, his question, if you asked who is to benefit when Hamas, which rules over a piece of earth in the Gaza Strip, where there is no Israeli presence at all, there's no Israeli occupation, there is now, but on October 7th there wasn't. What was the purpose of that attack? Who was to benefit? Or the attack on the World Trade Center on September 11th. The terrible thing about terrorism is it has to do with destructiveness and kind assertion of some kind of criminal and murderous and nightmarish power. But it's very tough to think of a terrorist incident of major murder, like the previous incidents they've had in Russia where they kidnapped those children and held them hostage at a school and ended up with 800 dead, half of them children. And who knows what the final death toll will be here. But the question who is to benefit is one of the real questions behind terrorism. There's a big piece in the New York Times about... this goes together, it connects with Russia's struggle against ISIS elements in Syria, even though Tajikistan and Moscow are not particularly close to Syria. We will find out more. We'll be talking to Mark Thiessen with a column in Washington Post about how much he wants to vote for Trump. But... in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.